Good evening. Welcome to another Sunday Night Podcast. It's Sunday, October 4th, 2015. I just got back from Evergreen, Colorado, about an hour and a half or so ago. And I was there being reunited with some college dormitory friends of mine, and that kind of put me in mind of this song that I wrote at TCU in the Tom Brown dormitory at a poker party. And you probably wonder, how could somebody write a song at a poker party? Well, I'm a really bad poker player, so being the first one kicked off the table that night, I sat in a corner and wrote this. It's called Lemonade Evening. Well, there's a keg of beer in my window pane, and the pain is in the back of my heel. Yes, Lord, to heal myself, there'd be some highway driver's elf who would carry me back to a lemonade evening deal. Five cards, three cards, I can't find the deck. Now I'm decked in purple and drab army green, yeah. I bet and I pray I'd win back every cent that I made, but the next card dealt was a lemonade evening queen. Now every Marlboro gives me the latest news. You know my socks are fine, but I'm bleeding down in my shoes. And when the time is right, we call it a terrible rainy night, and we'll fall into the manger with the lemonade evening blue. I'll lead with my left. You go left on 7th till you've nothing to spend, and then you give it to me, cause I'll save it. I'll fix it for dinner, cause my guests all crave it, and they'll never see this, the lemonade evening end. And now Charlie, John, and Frank with the accident.
Okay.
Last night I saw an accident at the corner of 3rd and Green. Two cars collided and I got excited just being part of that scene. It was Mrs. Tom Walker and her beautiful daughter Pamela was driving the car. I got hit by a man in a light blue sedan who had obviously been to a bar. And they don't know how lucky they are. They could have run into that tree and got struck by a bolt of lightning or raped by a minority. It was a four-way stop dilemma. We all arrived the same time. I yielded to the man to the right of me, and he yielded
wheel went around and around and around till Pamela finally tried. And just then the man in the light blue sedan hit Pamela's passenger side. And they don't know how lucky they are. They could have run into that tree, got struck by a bolt of lightning, or raped by a minority. Pamela hit her head on the mirror. Mrs. Walker got a bump on the knee, and the man hit himself in the face and said, "Oh, why does this happen to me?" And the neighbors came out and they gathered about, saying, "Hey, who is who anyway?" And the police arrived at a quarter to five and pronounced all the victims was okay. And they don't know how lucky they are. They could have run into that tree, got struck by a bolt of lightning, or raped by a minority.
That's it. That's all we're going to record. Nothing else.
I know, because we came pretty close.
We came pretty close.